Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Greg Allen, thank you very much indeed for that. 51551 now. Finance Minister Michael McGrath has been warned that the government's housing target of building 33,000 homes a year is completely inadequate and is significantly below the actual number required. A memo published by the Business Post to the minister from his officials says the real requirement is 50,000 a year. The officials warn that the state is heavily involved in subsidising, building and procuring apartment developments, which demonstrates, they say, a critical need for long-term institutional investment. Well, from our Dáil studio, we're joined by Eoin O'Brien, TD Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, and also by Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, who's Fianna Fáil spokesperson on housing, local government and heritage. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might start with you, Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil. Targets in the Housing for All strategy are completely inadequate to meet demand. Does the official target, I wonder, need to be changed now? Does that need to be acknowledged?
That was acknowledged quite a while ago, Cormac. Housing for All, when it was published with targets that were evidence-based. They were based on the available data at the time, the housing need at the time, the capacity within the construction sector, and from those various factors, targets were identified. It was said Housing for All is a 10-year plan to deliver 300,000 homes. And it was said always that those targets would be reviewed when the updated data would be provided.
You never
from the
said
census.
They were inadequate, though. You were on this programme recently saying they were ambitious, I think.
I have repeatedly said that the targets, if we look at them from the data that was available at the time, they were absolutely ambitious. We were going from a low point of delivering less than 20,000 homes a year, and construction has increased by 60% under this.
But how could they be ambitious and inadequate at the same time?
I suppose that the statement from the Department of Finance is actually a helpful one in that it points to the need to increase the targets based on the available data now. And the increase will be dictated by the analysis being completed by the ESRI. That'll be brought forward to government. And the expectation is that the targets will be increased to 50,000 or thereabouts.
Will that
and
be
I think
achievable?
There's no dispute about that. Well, it'll be achievable based on a number of factors, funding being one, capacity within the construction sector being another, and other resources, essential resources being available. What will be really important is the actual funding of that increased delivery. What Housing for All has demonstrated is that with a consistent and committed investment of 4 billion mm-hmm. of state funding each year, 33,000 homes can be delivered.
Okay. Let me bring in Eoin O'Brien here.
This is a living, living, breathing.
Let me bring in the point about the funding. Mary,
this is the core of the discussion.
I'll come back to you. But you've had a good run, Eoin O'Brien. This is a living, breathing document, and it's the government said they would review it, and they're doing it.
First of all, the government are only reviewing it because they've been under constant pressure. When the housing plan was published in 2021, the underlying targets were widely criticised by almost all independent observers, academics such as Ronan Lyons and Lorcan Sir and Trinity and TUD, the construction industry and all of us in opposition. And the problem is, and Mary is wrong, it wasn't based on up-to-date information. It was based on a 2019 ESRI study based on 2016 census data. But the biggest omission of the government's housing plan was that that 2019 ESRI study didn't include what we call unmet or pent-up demand. This was brought to the current minister's attention before his housing plan was finalised and published. He ignored that advice, and therefore actually what he was guilty of is publishing a plan which chronically and deliberately underestimated the level of housing need. And this isn't just a matter of the total number of homes. It's also a matter of, within that total number, how many should be social, affordable rental, affordable purchase. So the targets have always been wrong. And my big concern
and you've
is...
you've made those charges before. But that's, but you're also ignoring what's in the memo. That's positive, because the memo says that there was momentum in housing output for commencements and completions before the end of 2023, and that was relatively positive, they say. So at the same time, they're saying a lot of progress has been made, surely.
Well, they don't use the phrase a lot of progress, and they go on to express some concern that rising interest rates are going to lead to a fall off in forward purchasing agreements for apartments. But there's a bigger concern, which is the government is now redoing the exercise with the ESRI that was done in 2019 to inform the 2021 plan. And they're making the very, very same mistakes. We're dealing with the planning legislation at the moment. This was a matter of quite considerable discussion with the Minister of State responsible for planning, Kieran O'Donnell, over a week ago. And I asked him right now in the revision of the housing needs assessment underpinning the government's plan, will they be including unmet demand? And his answer was no. The Housing Commission is about to publish a very, very important report. I think as soon as the Minister for Housing gets that, he needs to publish it. And I think okay, the job, but this is important, the job quickly. Of actually producing an objective assessment of housing need should be taken away from the Minister and the Department and given to independent experts to independently verify on an annual basis. Otherwise, we'll continue to under-assess.
Do you want to respond to that?
And therefore, we'll continue to under-deliver.
Yes. Okay, thanks, Cormac. So I think the thing that matters to voters, the thing that matters to people that I'm speaking to every day is access to housing. Can they buy a home? Can they rent a home? The fact of the matter is under Housing for All, housing construction has increased. It's increased by 60% over the last 3 years. There's been 100,000 homes built in the last 3 years. That's more homes than under the previous two governments combined. That's more homes than any other country in Europe, all of which are also struggling with a housing crisis and emergency. The thing that I think constituents who I speak to are interested to know is, can we sustain the momentum? Can we sustain this increased capacity? And Housing for All is a plan that is based on fact, it's based on data, it's based on legislation, it's based on actual funding from the state. It's based on a model that's actually proving to work. What Sinn Féin are proposing is to scrap that model, and they don't have an alternative to offer.
Okay, Owen.
Well, first of all, if you want to fix a problem, you have to be able to count how big it is. And therefore, having an objective assessment, having an objective assessment of need is crucial. But also, if you actually look at the data, not only is the government chronically underestimating the total number of new homes that are required, but also the number of new homes that are going for sale on the market year on year is relatively stagnant. And the government continually miss their own social and affordable housing targets. We're waiting for the final figures from last year, but we know they'll have missed their affordable targets and quite likely will have missed their social housing targets. So it is absolutely vital, whoever's in government, whether it's Sinn Féin or Fianna Fáil or anybody else, we need an independent objective assessment of housing need. This government knowingly, willfully underestimated housing need because they were scared that it would highlight the gap between their lack of ambition and what was required. And if each year you underprovide for the need that's there, pent-up demand grows. So
okay,
the crucial thing would be...
Sinn Féin is committing to that, are you? If you were to be in power after the next general election, you would commit to an independent assessment of housing need?
Absolutely. What I've been calling for some time is once the Housing Commission's report is concluded and given to the Minister, it should be published. And then every single year, the ESRI, the Housing Agency and the CSO independently from whoever's in government should revise those figures and provide an accurate assessment of need, including unmet pent-up demand as well as future growth in the population. But also within that, how many social homes do we actually need? Because this government is underestimating it by almost half. How many genuinely affordable homes do we need? Because again, this government's targets are far too low. And how many homes for people to be able to buy?
So let me give her
a chance. Because until we have those figures,
we
can't start to tackle the crisis.
What about an independent assessment of need? Mary.
So that's what the ESRI is actually undertaking and are due to report, and the report should go to government in April of next month. And look,
but Owen is saying they're making the same mistakes again.
Well, there's a number of differences, and one of which is they now have updated data from the census of 2022. The local authorities have actually, under Housing for All, committed to completing what are called housing needs assessments. So actually, you've got a bottom-up and top-down process now whereby the local authorities feed in identifying the housing need, and that is, let's say, matched with the SRI exercise. But can I just say this, Cormac, right? For your listeners at home, they could listen to Owen and I debate how we actually quantify what the need is. What they're interested in is who's going to provide the homes. They know that we need homes. They know that we need to increase capacity. And that's what we're doing. And I suppose that's the difference.
But Cormac, this is the
point actually for your listeners. They can see in their towns, in their villages, right across the city here in Dublin, that homes are being built, that housing capacity is increasing. We have a plan that's working and that is actually increasing capacity. Sinn Féin need to explain what, if anything, they're offering the people.
When you say we're making progress, let me put to you a quote from someone months ago, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien last January said that the plan is robust, it's taking hold, and we've turned the corner on housing. And it's a phrase that Fianna Fáil has used a number of times, turn the corner on housing. Does this mean now, this new review of the housing targets, that the corner has moved further away again?
The capacity increase, I think, is more achievable because we have a plan that's actually demonstrated an ability to already deliver. Keep in mind, construction of homes has increased by 60% in the last 3 years alone. 100,000 homes built in the last 3 years.
Yeah, but you,
like,
you understand
this is
what
a plan
I mean?
That actually has demonstrated an ability. Now,
to build an awful lot of homes without question.
Absolutely.
But my question is this, are we now just realising that the problem is worse
not
than we
all.
Thought it was?
Not at all. Not at all. Because as I said at the outset, there was always a recognition that the targets would be reviewed based on the need. And it's not as if anybody is sitting around thinking that the capacity that was being delivered didn't have to be increased.
Mm-hmm.
There are plans already in place to increase water supply, to increase electricity supply, to increase funding and capacity to deliver more homes.
Okay.
But that's the difference here, Cormac, for your listeners. Housing for All actually has all of that built into it in a model that they can see being delivered in their communities. Sinn Féin have no plan to offer the people.
Okay, no plan, Owen. Final word.
Of course, Sinn Féin do have a plan, but what's absolutely crucial is that plan has to be based on a meaningful assessment of need and have real ambition. So three and a half years into this government, house prices are higher than they've ever been before. Rents are higher than they've ever been before.
You know,
before.
Construction inflation homelessness, Owen, has increased.
Homelessness,
you know that. And you have homelessness, no plan. You
homelessness
have no plan
is higher
any
than it has
homes,
ever been before.
And you have no
demonstrated
way to pay for it.
It's social
absolutely
and affordable
no.
housing
Sinn Féin
targets.
Have no,
no
plan.
No ambition and massaging
Sinn Féin
the level of
plan.
Need. As that's why things are getting more and more difficult for people, particularly hard-working
Sinn Féin have
people.
Okay,
no
we'll leave it there as we talk over each other. My thanks to Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin and Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil. You can text us 51551.